Hello, footies, and thank you for joining us once again for Foot in Review, where we've been bringing you leading analysis and opinion on all things FIFA and EAFC since 2019. Today's show is proudly brought to you by footcoaching.com, your number one place for you to get better at FC24. Also, if you want to help support this show directly, please consider joining our Patreon at patreon.com/footinreview. You get a range of benefits, including exclusive merchandise, coaching discounts, and much, much more, including ad-free access to the show, which means you won't be hearing this very advertisement. However, we realise that times are tough, so simply leaving us a five-star review wherever you listen to us will be greatly appreciated as it helps the show grow. We'd also like to thank our Skybox holder, Peter, for his exceptional support. Now, let's get to today's show.
Mistakes. We all make mistakes. Mistakes help you grow if you have the ability to look back and learn from them. Looking back at mistakes, there's many that tell a good story, and there's also many worth having a laugh about. EA Sports has made many and plenty of mistakes again this week, which we'll discuss, of course. We'll also talk about our own biggest mistakes in FC, FIFA, and podcasting, and we've got a bunch of sent-in stories from the community to go along with it. And of course, we'll discuss Future Stars 2, the newly released icons, and what are our first impressions after a couple of days hands-on with the latest patch. Welcome, footies, to episode 587 of Foot in Review. My name is John, and of course, I can't do this show alone. So it's a 2 weeks in a row appearance of the founders. It's my pleasure to say hi to Yngve.
Hello, hello.
Hello, my friend. How is life? How are you doing?
I am okay. I've been a little bit sick, but hopefully things will get better now. I've been sleeping a lot, which helps, of course.
Yeah, that definitely helps. It's good to have you on tonight, though, because I'm struggling as well. So hopefully we both stay on our feet until the end of the show. It's it's tough out there. Many people get ill from the end of the winter until the spring, I guess. And it's also weird. I know how the weather is in Norway now, but we had 5 degrees at the start of the week, and tomorrow it's 15 with sun, so it's all over the place.
Yeah, we have had -7 to +3, so now it's raining, so yeah, wet, slippery. So you get the whole shebang, I guess.
We should get you Foot in Review umbrellas.
Yeah, that would be nice.
one day, Yngve. We started the intro talking about mistakes. I've had quite a hectic week, and most of the errors you sent my way, I took way too long to actually recognize what was wrong with it. Now I've gotten some sleep as well, and I look back, I was like, yeah, that's probably a good topic to discuss on the show, because boy, oh boy, has there been mistakes made.
Yes, there has been a few, I guess, from what we've seen. Maybe there's more that we haven't kind of seen, but a lot of things have been noticed by the community, which is, could have been avoided, I would say. Yeah.
Should have been avoided.
Yeah, it should have been, yeah.
I want to mention one which really bothers me, but luckily I haven't faced it. We said it when talking the intro on the show together.
Yeah.
The fact that you have a new Maldini icon or whatever, Zidane icons or Ronaldinho icons, but you can play them next to former icons version of themselves. So there's actually teams running two Maldinis now, which does my head in. If I'd face them, I'd be done.
I think I would just score an own goal and quit, I guess.
Yeah, or at least you score an own goal. I would have just quit.
Yeah, I'm trying to be a little bit good.
So. Which is nice view, but in this case. No, but that's weird, right? Those things shouldn't happen. I think you mark him as a player X, and you should never be able to put two in your team.
I wouldn't try playing with it, because I would feel bad if I put someone through facing a decent team already, and then kind of some of the top players in the team. No, I couldn't do that, I think.
Two Zidane's in midfield. Oh, that's something.
Two Ronaldinho. Two Maldinios would be a great centre-back pairing, of course. But I prefer to win a little bit more honest than doing things like that.
Yeah. I didn't face it though, but that was one of those mistakes where I'm like, how can this happen? But we'll go into our own mistakes in a bit, but this was the first time this has happened, right? As I can imagine.
I've seen something in draft before, but that was last year, I think. So I think somebody used to use Ebi or something. So it's happened before.
All right. Then it shouldn't happen before. Again, I mean.
No, it shouldn't. So,
you made a list, or at least, I got some examples for things that went wrong. Because, like I said, I've had a pretty hectic week and also not feeling too well. So I've missed all of these mistakes. But looking back to it, there's a couple that were like, you know what? This is weird. We talked about Friday when they released the French player, which was actually Moroccan. But they plucked that SBC after half an hour. That wasn't the first. That was the first of the mistakes. But there were more, Yngwie.
I think we had before that as well. We had the road to the final promo where the player Tella got a special card, and then suddenly people that had done some evolution version of him got a 98 rated Tella.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah, that happened as well, and then it was changed back, and he suddenly was an 86 rated non-inform Tella as well, just after a while. And we had some featured squad on Squad Battle showing a FIFA 17 squad as well.
That one is just funny though.
Yeah, and then we had the chemistry thing that was wrong on the Future Star Academy evolution cards. They were supposed to get three chem no matter what. And when that was kind of fixed, then their chem didn't affect the other players, which they should have boosted as well. So that had to be fixed. And we have the Trincao inform, which had a dynamic of not him.
And can you imagine being him and getting an inform card? Like, hey, that's not me.
And we had that. I think it was there's a guy called Rodri playing for in the La Liga, same club as Fekir, and he got a dynamic image of Rodri playing for Manchester City.
Well, almost correct there, though.
And
wasn't there a Bayern player or no?
Brian or something. He got the wrong one as well. He got some kind of La Liga player playing for Granada. Yeah,
and he had Bayern on the card itself.
Yep,
from Germany.
And then we had the wizard left back from level 5, Merlin, with a wand of left foot.
Ooh, you practiced sorry, that one.
Sorry. He had a card for Nantes, but he signed for Marseille in January. So that was wrong as well.
I can sort of, I'm like...
No, you should check. This is the first things to check. Dynamic image, yes. Place for that club, yes. Right position, yes. No, it should be avoided, I think.
I still think Ruud van Nistelrooy as goalkeeper was a mistake as well.
No, I don't think so. But, I know it shouldn't be, but yeah. And we had the player picks with the wrong rating as well. So,
there's been two weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah, there's been...
How can this, like... We spoke about this before. I mean, we're nearing our 600th episode, Yngwie. I remember our somewhere around the 20th or 30th episode, you actually shared that message this week as well with me. It's like, hey, there used to be 1,000 eyes. They're all like control management and things like this aren't easily changed, but there goes so much wrong lately. And not game breaking wrong, right? But just on content, things go wrong.
Yeah,
although two Maldini's in your team might sound game breaking as well.
Yes, I would call that game breaking. Yeah.
What do you think is going on here? Is it too much pressure? Is it too hard to make these new promos? Is it don't care enough? Is it too hard to check? I like we don't know anything about the process. No,
we don't know anything. That's the problem. We don't know how. I can only speak for how things are done at where I work, and there's like a team that's making a new feature, and then there's like at least 5 to 10 to 20 people going through checking that this is actually working as intended, that it looks like intended, that the price is right and everything. And I can't really say the last time we had any mistake like the ones that we're seeing in the game now. And this is not a big company. It's a middle-sized company in Norway, maybe.
Maybe it's because EA is too big?
I don't know. I don't know how many people there are on the teams and how many are responsible for checking. Somebody is responsible for setting things up, selecting players and things like that. And I'm pretty sure that there's some people checking it before it's put out into production, but how many, I don't know. And there could be so many things affecting these things that it's just going to be speculation. I have absolutely no clue how it's happening, but I think it's happening too much.
Yeah, and Messi was just one of those examples, big one. But yeah, it's happening too much. But some of these things, and talking to Foot says in chat, might be a lack of attention to detail. But most of these things are checkable, right? If you have 20 players you put in two teams on a Friday, the image, the name, the club, the nationality should be on the checklist, I guess, right? And all I could think is maybe there's like a mapping error where you say in the database, hey, it mapped to this field, which is a different thing, but then everyone would probably have it. Right, so.
But I'm also thinking that there should probably be some kind of test environment where they put the things, players, objectives, things, where they test it before it goes out to a live production thing. So they should still be able to see how the player looks, card looks, etc., how the objective works, player picks, SBCs. So, I don't know.
I find it hard to speculate. I can only say, of course, from our experiences, but it's like, it's, you know,
I can understand the Rodri one, because if maybe there was somebody in a hurry and like, we have to get this out now, can you just fix it? And then, okay, Rodri into the image database. Oh, there's Rodri. And then put that on. And then, now it,
and you don't recognize him. But the thing is, you can't be, I don't think it can be something that's rushed, because the player you mentioned with Merlin, it's in this season on level 5, right? You prepare those seasons. And the player that the club he's at has been the club he's moved away from a month ago. So that probably has been put into place a month ago.
Well, then you would understand why it's wrong. If everything was set up a month ago, then of course that could happen to Merlin, since he was in a different club then. But they should still do some checkup before pressing the launch button, I think.
Yeah, and I think if they do test it, Messi would have been found out, right?
So if they did 20, if they have a set, 20 player picks there, then they would.
Well, officially they'd have to won 0.07%, so they need. Never mind.
They have. They should. They probably have some simulator things that can run to check how many times things are popping up as well. So
true. I feel bad for, like, I see a lot of, I have to address this though, it's not my favorite topic, but I saw a certain someone that works at EA being charged, or how do you say, being accused of being the fault of some of these things.
Yeah, one person, I think there's a whole team. Yeah, it's wrong to just think one person can do all these things. That that person is not working alone.
That person is not working alone. That person, the specific person I won't name on the show, has been in service of EA for 2 years now. He's junior, I think, even. There's no way they give someone that's in the company 2 years the possibility to do these things on purpose as well. So just putting it out there. And please don't never make, like, everyone works. Nobody works for their fun to make mistakes, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't think they think it's fun at all.
Please never go into insulting individuals when they're trying to do a job. And even though, in this situation, they dropped the ball a couple of times, still not the intention of one person at all.
No.
And I think this is also the reason that the hate I saw this week on socials towards that certain someone have been so tremendous that I actually understand why EA had said, we're never going to put a face as a community manager ever again. One generic channel, because you don't want to experience that. I think.
Yeah, it's there's too much online abuse going on for nothing as well. So there's I can understand that they don't want to put people through that. It's a lot of stress, probably both for the person and the ones around him, of course.
Have you ever made a mistake in FC24 or podcasting world or anything else you want to share?
Yeah, I've made
admit
mistakes.
Admit it.
Yeah, but it was a mistake by me, but kind of shouldn't have been a mistake. I don't know if you remember. I told about it and complained about it. I've managed to get 470,000 coins a few FIFA back when Ian Rush was in the game for the first time.
I don't remember that at all.
You don't remember that, yeah. I bought him, I tried him, and I was like, okay, I'm going to sell him because I'll try some other players. And on the web app, I put in the numbers to list him for around the same price. And just as I pressed list, the web app put him up for a minimum buy now price, like 67,000 coins or something. And of course, he stole straight away.
And you found price. One that did, the person that's...
Yeah,
bought him
as well. I saw it on I think it was Reddit or something.
It was week one when icons came into all versions of the game. Just putting it out there. It was week one as well, like day three or something.
Yeah, it was quite early in the game. So, I was like almost had no coins left. I was like so close to just giving up. But I continued and I did okay after all. But it's like, now I have to like triple check everything before I list it on the web app because I've heard about people still having the same thing happen now during EAFC as well. So the bug is still there. So be careful when you try to list something on the web, but double check, triple check, plus minus on the price to make sure that it actually is the price you want to sell it for, because I've seen people buy some crazy cards for, you can kind of guess that a number is missing when they list them. So I don't want people to experience that when they get a good card and want to sell it.
Yeah, true. We've asked the community if they made a mistake or something they want to share in FC24. And boy, did we get a lot of responses. I'll just go into some of them. Of course, people say online when you ask them what's the biggest mistake you've done with FC24 or with FIFA before that. And we got a lot of people saying, hoping that the game was better and still buying it. I mean, it's a little bit of a cheeky answer, but we got it so often that I had to say it. let me see. We got a lot of sent in question. So Chris says, I sold some brother for 65K instead of 650K.
Oh, yeah.
My brother told me to sell Team of the Year Benzema last year for 2 million. I had bought him for 1.8. I had to buy him back for 3 million.
Ouch.
Shack Attack says, after waiting for ages, I convinced myself it was time to try out the CR7 footies last year. Even though I knew it would be a mistake soon enough, bought him for 9.9 million as a fresh card, only for the SBC being announced in 12 hours, tanking his price from 9.9 million to 5.5.
Oh my God.
Well, that sucks. Old Bogret says, I doing the Zidane SBC after regretting doing the Zidane SBC last year, and he doesn't even make the bench currently. I can definitely get into that one, although I quite like the Zidane card, if I'm honest. Andrew Foot AST says, playing a set of rifle games but not having the evolution active. I think we all made that mistake. Then Nathan Tella is being mentioned, the Road to the Knockouts card. Tolando says, we'll be on the show soon enough, says, my mistake was thinking this game would be good this year. I don't think it's a bad game, but that's a different story. Well, I think we've all made mistakes. My biggest FC FIFA podcasting mistake was thinking I transferred over our podcast from the old provider to the new provider and actually not migrating episode 1 until 7. Oh. So you can find episode 0, which was our pilot episode, still on YouTube and on everything else. But you can't find episode 1 till 7 anymore. anywhere else. That still hurts a little bit.
Yeah.
Or thinking you're recording a show and going 15 minutes in and seeing the recording button isn't turned on. That has happened before. I can laugh about it now, but I never cry, but I did cry once or twice back when we didn't have these fancy systems going in. John says, I bought FIFA points for the old game. I thought I bought a card for 22, but was playing 23.
No.
So sometimes you just have to laugh about mistakes, mate.
Yeah. Some of them you can laugh about. Others are not so easily, I guess.
No, but I think, just coming back on topic, I think mistakes, it just happens, right? Just evaluate and try to move on. I think that's an important one. I've done a whole podcast with my microphone muted. So I did a live show in Crete last year where I turned the speakers towards the audience, of course. But they were explicitly told me, if you do a live show, make sure your speakers are in front of you, pointed towards the audience. I put the speakers at the back of the audience, pointing it towards me. So every single recording track we made had our own voices coming back to us as well, which make the audio a little bit weird. And it took me 7 days to get one show edited and getting it into the sort of listenable stages. That's not going to happen this year, I can promise you. There's been plenty. Chris forgot his microphone coming to a live show. That always is good fun as well. We should keep a diary. But sometimes mistakes are fun. And I had to giggle when I saw two Maldinis in one team this week, not gonna lie, but I wouldn't be giggling if I were facing him.
No, I don't think I would be giggling either. I would say, oh, come on, I would say, I guess. And
are you ready to discuss Future Stars Team 2, the new released icons, and do you want to talk about the patch? Let me first hop onto the patch before you go into a break, Envy. What's your experience with the patch so far? It released when we were recording this Tuesday with Shaq. So this is our first takes on the patch. Is it drop back city? Is Arfinesen or Trafellas nerfed to the ground? And is this game even more broken than ever? This is what half the responses say when I watch the patch notes.
There's a lot of micro stutters now for some reason. Gameplay has been really, really wobbly, I guess, the last few days, which is pretty annoying because I struggle to put some passes together and so does my opponent. So the ball goes like from me to him to me, back and forth. And it's like, you know that, yeah, it's not us, it's something else. So I've noticed that. I've noticed a lot of park the bus. People play much deeper now. I've seen a bit more five at the back teams than before. But when gameplay is good, it's fine, I think. I had some nice matches when the gameplay was nice. The passes and everything went. And then Trivela was they went in, but this was from people that normally would score those type of goals that had the plus playstyle as well, and it wasn't from those insane positions, so that's okay as well. I've seen a lot of hitting post with other players doing the Trivela, so I guess the patch is working as intended.
I tend to agree on most of them. I think the drop back goes naturally. So what happens is you see a patch notes like this, you get some people complaining online, oh, now we'll get a drop back mate, and the first thing that happens, people will start using a five at the back. It'll disappear. Give it 2 weeks and still be there, but it will be far, far less. So I don't think that's actually a concern for the long term. I think I saw a lot of people going for the Trivella, like you said, and just miss. So that's good. But the Trivella, like if you're one-on-one or you're coming from the edge, coming in, still fine. I still think that should
be like it is. So that's fine. Yeah.
No, I think it's perfect. I do think people complaining about it's all packed and I can't shoot, try the power shot because you usually have time to take a power shot now if they're sitting deeper.
Yeah.
But it seems many people forgot how to do it, but you just hold L1, R1, take a shot, right? So pretty doable, still very strong. And I don't think that's touched. So guys like the Zidane, Gullits, and there's plenty of players with power shot plus that can just hammer those balls in. So if a person would park the bus, I would definitely go for more power shots towards them. But I think it's in a pretty good place. The only weird thing I've experienced is with the cutback goals, when you go to the byline and step back and pass the ball in front of the goal.
Yeah.
Somehow, if you play forward to back, the right center back just steps out or something, just tunes out. I thought that would be fixed, but it does act differently now. So I'm having suddenly troubles defending him while I was pretty good at defending him before. So
yeah, I struggle versus cutback as well.
I'm going to give that a couple more days. Maybe it's because of the new runs or the new mechanics, the new AI way of working. It's just different and I'm just too late switching. But it felt really weird conceding those now because I haven't been conceding them for a while prior to the patch. But I'll be practicing on that and I'll probably know more about it next week. It's still very effective, I think. Still don't think. But I think it's actually in a good place. I didn't like the Trivellas, like I said before. I like having them in. But I don't like them, just people shooting it from... I conceded so many Trivellas from like 35 meters out. Just from almost from the wing where they just... Goalkeepers just tuned out. And I played in Div 1 last week. And I was like, you know what? Everyone's just... It's only Trivellas you get conceded. So I think it's a decent patch. But I do have that same experience with the micro starters you said. It feels like... The connection is not, it's not, maybe not even the connection, but it feels like it's running on less frames per second than normally. It feels like the frame pacing is off or something. It feels really weird. It's really annoying to look at as well. And it's sometimes like it happens 1 in 10 matches, but that's so annoying that it almost tunes me off for the night. So I hope that gets acknowledged at least and maybe like get looked at. Talking about getting looked at, Ingvi, it's time for the short break. And after the break, we'll discuss the content. Team 2 icons. And is there an icon you want to pack? I know there's one for me. Hey, and what just happened? Well, we'll find out after this break. It's time for break, Ingvi. And unless you're a Patreon supporter, then you wouldn't even hear this section. So making a podcast with so many benefits doesn't come easy. And it wouldn't be possible to reach 600 episodes without your exceptional support. So visit patreon.com/footinreview or click actually sub on your Spotify app. So check for the exclusive locked content there. Click sub and you're in as well to support the show and get a wide range of benefits with it. Of course, ad-free and early release shows, the trading show, and if you stay supporting us every 3 months, you get some exclusive merchandise sent to your mailbox, all included without any extra cost in your patrons. This year, of course, we are taking the podcast to Crete again. So you buy the tickets, we take care of the hotel, breakfast, and join our exclusive FC24 tournament. Get special Crete merchandise, and of course, join a live show recording and meet the crew. And all you need to do is support the show through Patreon and let us know you're willing to join. And if you're worried about your significant other, well, don't worry, bring him or her along and see it as an extra cheap holiday. So join patreon.com/funreview, get some awesome benefits, and you never have to hear this advertisement ever again. Ingvi, how was that break for you, my friend?
Oh, it's awesome. Awesome, as usual.
No, it was a whopping 1 minute of not having to talk.
Yep.
Short break on a Friday night to save our voices, but here we go. Future Stars 2. I have to admit, Ingvi, I'm not a fan of Future Star. Wasn't last year. This year, we said enough last week. I don't bothered too much. But then it hit. It came. We have an icon, which I didn't want to have. It's Nedved.
Yeah. Yeah. You wanted Nedved. And you got him. So congratulations to you.
Yeah, I did. Thank you. Thank you. Weird thing, though. We joined the show. We were setting everything up. I was like, yeah, wish SBC, wish Nedved was an SBC. I could have at least done it, but I don't have any coins, mate. You say, hey, he's not very expensive. Yeah, but I don't have any coins, like 10,000 or something. I do a player pick, and he's in the player pick. So like, okay, that works. Thank you. Problem solved. So yeah, I'll definitely be able to run Nedved this weekend and hopefully get to review him next week. So that's the one out of the way and the one I wanted. What can you tell about the team of the icons, and of course all the other content, Future Stars team too.
Yeah, there's an objectives players. Lea Wilhelmsdottir, playing for Leverkusen.
You've so practiced that one, I'm sure.
So that's a pretty generic 87 rated card, probably okay-ish, right midfielder, right winger, but easy to do. Wish the card would be better, but yeah, 80 composure is a little bit too low for me to use. And we got some SBCs today. We did get a player of the month, Diego Jota, 89 rated, which is not that much better than the 88 one you could unlock for free if you had the 86 rated card when it was possible. You got a playstyle plus, but still I don't think it's worth 260k if you have the 88 already. We got the team of the week player pick back, and we got Lauren Hemp, SPC 91 rated, cost around 500k, which I think is a good price. And if you have used the Thunder Stroke card, you know that that's a really good card. So that SPC for me was easy to kind of do. She got the Whipped Pass Plus, and Trickster. I don't know why she got the Trickster one. She doesn't have 5-star skill moves, but then you can do some funky skill moves if you want to do that. And high work rates, 4-star skill move, 4-star weak foot. And yeah, she's just a fun player to use. If you like to cross, then her crosses are quite crazy good. So that's a more fun type of player. I don't know how meta she will be, but for me, she will be my type of meta, the way I play, though, since I'd like to cross a lot. And of course, she got a 4-star weak foot now, which she didn't have before, so that helps as well. She scored a lot of goals for me when I used the Thunderstruck one that I sold. So I think that's a good SBC for me, even though I think she has played quite a bit for City already, so I would say maybe she's kind of a star as well. But fun SBC at least. The icons, Beckham one looks really good. Of course, he is extinct. Same with Zico. He is also extinct. I don't know. He has two cards already, Zico, and this is his third one, and the SBC is out still. So, yeah, maybe you could have selected someone else, of course. But, of course, it's a great-looking card.
Rivaldo, it is, but I agree. It's
yeah, same with Rivaldo. He has four cards now, Rivaldo, in total. The card looks quite good, so a little bit more justice to how he was in real life. So that's good, of course. Same with Kelly Smith. She had two cards already, and now she got her third one. With First Touch Plus and Quick Step Plus. I don't know, that's not maybe what you need the most from a striker. It's nice, but there are other play styles, of course.
We also have four Zidane's already.
Yeah, he got
92 SBC, 94 rated normal one, 95 rated World Cup
Centurion.
Centurion.
Yeah.
And now in 96. Why?
I don't know. Yeah, it's too much, I think, but okay. At least Gattuso got one, and Puyol got one as well. And finally, a special card for Nedved. So that's nice. I don't think we'll see Gattuso in many teams, unfortunately. Probably the same with Puyol. They are kind of lacking something.
Is that so, though? Is Puyol a bad card?
It all depends on how good you are defending. If you're a good defender, he would be usable. But if you need recovery pace, then he would be quite bad for players like me.
Yeah, he's not really slow, but he has the block playstyle plus on him as well.
That's nice, but I
think
he's
got six normal playstyles, including aerial, slide tackle, anticipate, and jockey.
I think he would be good in three or five at the back, of course, but he doesn't have like super passing, solid passing, 70 ball control, so I wouldn't want to pass too many passes to him in tight situations. He had good good work rates, of course. He's not tall, and I think he should have had higher jumping. If you kind of remember how he was in real life, he could really jump. So
he's got aerial on the playstyle. Maybe
that's not going to help his jumping much, I think. It's not bad, but he's 5'10", so he's not the tallest.
Yeah, fair.
So I still think he needs a shadow. It's probably usable, but I don't think you'll face him too much unless people have packed him and want to try him.
I know better central defender that came out this week, though.
And?
Frank Rijkaard.
Yeah, probably a better card.
I use him in my center defender.
Yeah.
This week. And he's got insane passing.
Yeah.
He can go all over the pitch with his passing. 90 plus ball control as well. 88 reactions. Great defending. He's not very fast. Same pacing probably as Pujol, I guess. But he is 6'2", so he's quite a lot taller.
He got longer legs.
Definitely, but also he's got maximum interceptions, I think, on his with his shadow. So, I quite like the card. I would go for the right card too. It's very cheap as well, and SBC. So,
yeah.
But John sends in a question, by the way. Sorry,
yep,
he sends in
sure,
a question:
sure.
Is having four Zidanes, etc., lazy, or does it sell FIFA points? I think it would help me to spend FIFA points, because I would be wary if when number five arrives.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't want to. If you already have Zidane, you don't want to pack him again, I guess. If you did the SPC,
I don't think
it's going to be a huge upgrade to that card. It's probably going to be a little bit, but still, it would be. If it's untradeable, then it's like you feel like you have to use the card as well.
I got the 95. Can you imagine me packing a 96? That would feel good and very bad at the same time.
Yeah, the 96 has high attacking, medium, defensive work rates now. I don't think the 95 one has. I think he has a medium, doesn't he? Yeah, the 95 has medium. So that's maybe a little bit of an upgrade, but.
Yeah, that's true.
So I would prefer if they selected someone else.
I think there's plenty of icons. Why not have a Persie card or give Van Nistelrooy a proper striker card? There's plenty of icons you can boost into use being usable, right? A new Baresi card.
Yeah.
I'm just naming a couple of cards.
Anesta already has
has one. Yeah, sorry, yeah. Yeah. But I'm just thinking about somewhere like, you know what? For Basta, but an actual striker card that's actually worthy of the multiple Ballon d'Or winner,
I mean, that would reflect how he was in real life. Yeah, that would be nice.
Exactly. So plenty of options, but I think next week we'll get new Kaká or another Zola.
We'll see. And David Beckham card looks really good, though. He only has one from before.
True.
So he got the dead ball plus and whipped pass plus, which is really nice for if you want to use him wide, which you can do now with the stats he has. You could also play him center mid.
Whopping has 8 other playstyles.
Yeah. So he has 92 stamina as well. Insane crossing, so you don't have to boost that. You can maybe boost him with Hawk or Hunter. Hawk would probably
Engine.
Be nice. I would give him more strength. So but if you put a Hawk on him, he would have 81 strength and 88 aggression, which is nice. And very good shooting stats and very fast as well.
Yeah, I would go with an engine, give him maximum passing, short passing, long passing, but also ups his dribbling a lot and ups his balance.
That's a good one as well. So
then he will be have 96 sprint speed with an engine. I would go for engine, that's my preference.
Yeah. Where would you play him, wide or would you play him center mid?
Which probably wide if I toss an engine on him. Although I currently don't run any formations of white players. So
Center midfield.
Probably center midfield then. But he can do, he can shoot, he can pass, he can play. He not actually bad at defending either. No. Like 81 standing tackle isn't too bad for an attacking minded player. So
yeah, that's a very good card. He's extinct, of course, at 1.9 million. I'm pretty sure he'll be over 3 when the range is up.
So, also his shadow. He's got 89 standing tackle, actually, and 90 interception. Also his shadow. He can play anywhere.
Yeah, pretty
cool
much.
Card. Cool card. Off to the player picture, Am.
Yeah, can hope for a good one.
True. No, pretty cool. I mean, I wanted to say pretty cool selection. There are cards in here that are pretty cool.
Very usable cards. But of course, you can kind of see which ones are getting packed and the ones that are not packed as much. So, well, Zidane is 9.4 million or something. So, I guess he has the right price range at least, but he's going to be extinct soon because the maximum is 9.5. So
let's spend 9 million on a card which might get another version in 2 months again.
There's so many good center mids now, so I don't think I would pay anything like that for that card. No,
me neither. I would go for Claudio Pina, for example, if you're looking for midfielder tiers, or the Bruno Fernandes card still there.
Yeah.
Plenty of options, much cheaper.
And you have the bodyguard, the Paul, Messi's bodyguard.
True. I was like, who? What? But true. That's true.
Yeah. So I think,
But that's, I don't like the card design on that card. Feels a little too much about Nevo. So,
yeah. Sorry. That's a different story. That's the icons. Maybe we should talk a little bit about the kids as well. I was gonna say the young guys and girls.
Grandpa Yngwie speaking here.
Yeah, the kid, grandkids. Sorry, no. The talents. There are some standout cards. Kind of guessing they're not being packed much either. Cole Palmer, Serge Emery for PSG, and of course Selma Bacha. They were all extinct, but EA have now upped the range. So Baja is 3.3 million, Sayre is 3.7 million, and Cole Palmer is 6.3 million at the moment. So, they're out of my budget, at least. There are some cards I would say could be fun for a good price. Olise. 5-star skimmy, 4-star weak foot, 155k looks like a really nice price if you didn't get the Messi from the player pick. Looks like a usable card. Rico Lewis could be usable as a right back. He's 380. Höylin is 421,000 coins, which is...
also his second card, no? Pretty sure I've seen his card before.
But I don't understand the work rates on that card.
He's got a team of the week and he's got the...
Centurion thing? But EA changed his work rates to a medium attacking, high defensive work rates.
That's high.
Yeah. So I don't know what happened there. I know his 76 rated card has the same work rates as the Future Stars one, but it doesn't make any sense. I don't see him much in United's own box, to put it like that. So for me, that makes no sense. That's probably why he's so cheap as well.
Well, so cheap, still 400,000 currently. But
yeah, but I think it's going to drop more because of the work rates. It doesn't make sense for me. Not at all.
I see so many comments about his work rates, even online, that might be a mistake, though.
I don't think it's a mistake. We had that on.
We're doing
players.
A show about mistakes, Evie. Of course, it's a mistake.
Yeah, it's a mistake. I think the Dortmund guy would, Mukonku, would be a better option then, I guess. 4-star skimmer, 5-star weak foot, high attacking, low defensive work rate. That's more like, I like it for a striker.
True.
But I'm not too impressed with the playstyle plus. Acrobatic at technical. I would want something, if it was a winger, okay, maybe, but... Yeah, I would rather have finesse shot plus and power shot plus on a striker than those two. So,
yeah, I agree.
Kind of shame, of course.
But still, Ingvi, can you imagine spending like 3.3 million on a fullback?
If it was the best fullback in the game, maybe, and the rest
still,
of the 3. Team.
3.3 million for a fullback.
Probably better go with the team of the year left back instead, the PSG player. So yeah, I would rather do that.
Promos are weird for me, mate.
I think maybe some of the reason that the Bacha price is so high is that quite a lot of people didn't do the SPC, and then they faced that card so many times and see kind of that she's been quite meta.
True.
And now there's a proper promo card, which is better, and that kind of hypes up the price a lot, I guess. And, of course, pack weight is probably not super either.
Fair. Although yeah. Bombosser is 200,000, I know where I would go.
Yeah,
but
that's true. We have Salma playing for Barcelona. That looks like a quite good winger card. She has power header with 77 heading accuracy, and she is 5'9". Well, I don't know if that's the wrong type to put on a winger. She has 81 crossing. It would be better to give her a whip pass plus to boost that.
She's rapid though, with 96, 97 base stats on speed.
Yeah, but she can't cross, and the passing is not super.
True, but 90 finishing. This isn't a crosser. This is just a striker. Man.
Yeah, but 80 positioning.
Yeah, but she's so fast, she'll run into position.
With 84 composure, she has to run the ball into the net as well. I guess she's gonna miss important chances. So the card could have been good. I don't think it's worth 1.1 million, but might drop. And Nico Williams, there's first we had Inaki Williams, his brother, for a while, and now this his brother is here as well. Very big talent, of course. 4-star skimmers, 5-star weak foot, which is nice. Lean body type, which is nice. He also has the quick step, which is kind of not needed with the pace, but it's nice for a winger. Ping pass is usable for a winger as well. And I don't know. 43 aggression, he might lose the ball a little bit. He's not going to win it back quickly. 82 composure. I don't know if I would play him striker, but he could run out wide and cross probably.
True. Not a bad card.
A decent price. It should drop more as well. But I kind of think I like the Olise card better, though, even though he has the Trevela plus. But he also
the card still isn't bad. Like Trevela is still usable, mate. And
it's not the worst, of course. Ping pass as well is nice. And 5-star skimmer, 4-star weak foot, 87 stamina, 88 crossing, 89 short passing, 87 long passing. So very fast. It could be a fun card to use.
He's
very tall, though, so he could.
True.
But 44 heading accuracy, maybe not back post headers.
Here's the thing. I think this is not a bad selection, although there could be some. There's always players missing. But last week I said it as well, and 2 days later they gave us the Gitrade card. So, okay. Who knows what's happening? But I do think that you have to, if you look critical at most of these cards, I think this is the most important takeaway for me. If you look critical at most of these cards, look at their price range where they're currently at. And then even at the 1.5 million cards, there's still like a lot of things where you're like, I'm not too sure. So I would be very hesitant to buy any of the lower rate, like Salma, decent, not paying a million for that card, right? So I wouldn't even be able to, but still. I mean, there's plenty of cheaper cards. Like I think the Claudio Pino card is much better. Yeah, much cooler card, for example.
Very good SBC. I thought I did a good deal on Harvey Elliott, but when I got him for 170,000 coins, and he's like 40 something, so he didn't crash. So he crashed a lot, but it's okay.
I did back one today, didn't tonight from it. It's the cheapest one in there. Wing back, I think.
Diakite or?
Yeah, Diakite. Like he's not 20,000.
He looks usable though. So looks
I'm not going to use him though.
We need to quickly mention that we got midfielders to do for Evolutions as well.
That's exactly what I was just going to, or Diego Jota. You decide which you want to do first.
We talked about Diego Jota earlier, so that's fine. We don't need to talk about him again.
Yeah, but see, Liverpool, and I thought you might want to take that chance to go again. But like, no, fair enough. Go for the midfielders. And are there any players you're evolving currently?
I haven't started. I was hoping that we could use one of the attacking ones in the midfielder one, which didn't happen. You can use the defenders in the attackers. So I was having a small, tiny hope, but then I guess I'll do the one I was going to use in the midfielder one still as an attacker, Evo, because he looks good. But I'm not so sure about these midfielders, to be honest. Yeah. But you can put these midfielders in attackers as well.
Oh, that's nice, though.
Yeah, so there could be some. There are some more options. For example, just the first one I checked, Thiago Almada plays for Atlanta in the MLS. If you put him in the attacker one, he's going to have 5-star skim with 4-star weak foot, high attacking, defensive low. He would have power header and acrobatic for playstyle pluses, but he would have dribbling 98 agility, 99 balance, 89 ball control, 89 dribbling, 88 composure, which could be an option, of course. If you put him in the midfielder one, that's solid, I guess, but still holes. He would have 4-star skimmers and 5-star weak foot. So kind of have to look through these once again, I guess. Like the Illich one, I don't know if... if you put him with the midfielder one, he looks...
This is why I just don't like
Evolutions.
It's like oh, I'll get the midfield one, toss him into the midfield one. No, but if you do the midfield one, you're probably better off putting it into an attacker one. And which instantly makes me like, hey, I'm doing the defender one. Should I have done the defender one in something else? What did I go wrong? Because it's it's too much, mate.
There's a lot of options. That's probably best to wait a day or something and then decide. I think a popular
If you have to wait for something to be worth it, if you need to wait for a day, it's just bad design, in my honest opinion.
Yeah, I wish you could have players from your favorite club. I would rather do somebody from Liverpool.
We spoke about it last week. I mean, yeah. I agree here, but then they gave us Gitter, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, do you have PSV player as well? I'm probably guessing you're not going to do with that.
There's a Twente player as well.
Yeah. So yeah, it's been a good week for Eredivisie, I think. Lots of players to...
There's plenty of good young talents running around there as well. So yeah. I think it makes sense. But so
that's nice.
Yeah. The only card I was looking at was maybe Wilms, the Dutch fullback.
Yeah.
From Wolfsburg.
Yeah.
You started to start the game, actually, the regular card.
Yeah.
Or there was a special card for her as well, I think, which I used for a little while. Yeah. Also, it worked pretty well. So I'm curious how that one could go.
I guess the Oliver Skip one is going to be quite popular as a CDM because he will have Tiki-Taka plus and intercept plus, which is nice, of course. And 99 passing and 99 long passing, long and short, without any boost, with 90 acceleration, 81 sprint speed as a CDM. So he could be the English Kante type of player, I guess, with if you put a shadow on him. Should be more than fast enough.
It's not I think this is one of those promos where there's actually plenty to do, plenty to get out of, and plenty to go with, but also plenty to take a dig at. And this could actually have hyped me up if it wasn't for the flow of mistakes running in that sort of soured my opinion about this promo. But now we were thinking about, we're already discussing players for the last 20 minutes, which means there's plenty of players to actually discuss, which is a good thing. And it has Nedved, so and Getreda. So it's actually a pretty cool promo considering. But now I think this is, for me, this is a promo which I was looking forward to. Dropped the ball, sort of corrected itself, dropped the ball, sort of corrected itself. I was like, oh, there was so much potential. This is one of those promos where I'll look back in the year. I was like, maybe next year this is going to be one of the best promos.
It used to be great, but not so good anymore.
We got a lot of, while we're recording this, we got a lot of other mistakes sent in by people. Do you want to go there, or is there any content you still want to?
No, I've done content, so you can just fire it up.
Oh, friend of the show, and of course check out their podcast, FC Bridges, says, my biggest FIFA mistake, says, regret of all time, was not taking World Cup Vieira last year. Then Nirozit sends in a life story, but then realized it was it wasn't about mistakes in general, so he withdrew that one.
It was a great one though. I saw it
still
as
like
well.
The story. We have someone that's on streaming, so I can't really see his name, but he says, I packed a tradable Trailblazers and Mbappe in October from Fruit Champs qualification rewards. I won 6 games. I turned him red, not realizing it would make him untradeable. So 5 million at the time down the drain.
Oh,
you're still going to use that card anyway, I'd say.
Yeah, but still. could buy a few players for that price at that time as well. So, yeah.
I also think the Trailblazers looks better without the red thing over it.
But yeah.
Mario says, it was FIFA 22 back then when by mistake I sold Marquinho for 70k instead of 700k. It was late, I was in bed, not wearing my glasses, so I tried blurring my vision from mobile to list him, and then this happened.
Yeah.
I could have said that never happens to me, but I almost misclicked and dismissed my player pick for Nedved when we were talking. So mistakes are easily made, I'd say.
Yep.
And if you are listening to this show and you're like, hey, you know what? there, I've got a funny story to tell about mistakes, because we think you have to laugh about it. As long as it isn't happening with the AI, you should be able to laugh about it. So send us that. So go to our socials at Food Coaching. Join our Discord, link in description, for free, of course. Tell us your story. And, well, I think we might just make this a topic of the week, Yngwie, if this keeps going. Well, what's been going wrong this week? And which kind of stories do we get sent in? So if you guys keep sending, guys and girls, of course, keep sending in your stories about mistakes you've made, we might turn this into a regular topic, because I'm definitely having a laugh about it.
Sounds good to me.
Perfect. Yngwie, big plans for the weekend?
No, I'm just gonna kind of recuperate, I guess. Maybe I'll try to finish qualifiers for champs and do one Evo player and try out the Lauren Hemp SPC card.
That sounds like a plan. I need to test more Rykard. I need to test the patch a little bit more. I do have to evolve a certain Geertruida card, which, oh, I'm so glad Squad Battles is 4 minutes, but still, yeah, it's still draining for me, honestly. I got some good meetings in this week, which made me able to do 2 levels of, of him. Don't tell anyone else, though. And of course, I have to test NetFed to give everyone a reason.
Yeah, you need to test him.
So definitely come back on him next week. But, you know, with me and NetFed, even though he might be very bad, I'd still give him a good review anyways. So I'm probably not biased enough. Talking about mistakes in real life, did I ever tell you about the time I met NetFed and forgot to ask about his autograph?
Oh, no.
Oh, that's a story for another time, though, if you keep this topic ongoing. Yngwie, thank you very much.
Pleasure.
See you next week. Just one thing left for us to do.
Drop it.
Drop it.
Drop it.
F-U. 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 F-U.
T.
In view.
F-U.
F-U.